Hey, it's us, Tess and Babs. And today we're bringing you something special, a preview from a brand new show from Stitcher.
The show is called Pod Crushed, and it's hosted by Penn Badgley, who you might know from Netflix's You, and his friends Nava Kavalin and Sophie Ansari. On each episode of Pod Crushed, Penn, Sophie, and Nava explore the heartbreak, anxiety, and self-discovery of being a teenager, from childhood crushes to battles with body hair to schoolyard scuffles.
Plus, every episode, Penn reads a listener-submitted story about middle school. The results are sometimes awkward, sometimes heartwarming, and always relatable. Upcoming guests on the show include Amy Schumer, Rainn Wilson, Drew Barrymore, and more.
Today, we're sharing a preview from the very first episode of Pod Crushed, featuring a conversation with Leighton Meester and a middle school story read by Penn. But before we do, Tess, should we dish about some of our embarrassing stories from middle school?
I don't know if I have any. I was very discreet and very cool. I just did low-key things like writing my crush's name on my stomach in sunscreen and then having it sit there for 3 months.
Yeah. I was also very low-key. You could never tell that I was obsessed with a boy. I would just leave him constant notes in his locker saying that he had a secret admirer, and in no way was it completely obvious that it was me every single time. I also, thinking of body hair, my boyfriend in middle school broke up with me because I didn't shave my armpits, and that was a, yeah.
Wow, you were the original feminist.
A scandal, yes.
The first episode of Pod Crushed is out now. Listen and follow along in Stitcher, the SiriusXM app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Now, here's a clip from Pod Crushed.
We both have a mutual friend that I went to middle school with in New York. She told me that she was new to the school and that me and my best friend at the time kind of came up to her. We're like, come and sit with us or whatever. And we're like, let's be friends, but we're witches.
Okay, so here's what I've got. Here's what I've got. Are you listening?
We're waiting with bated breath for you to do this intro, Ben.
Well, don't bait it. All right.
Remember when Penn was like, hey guys, we just need a half hour for this, right?
I
like
max. Laughed. Tops.
I wanted to put LOL.
Hello. Thank you for tapping on your phone, scratching at your screen. Thank you for, can anybody listen to this on a computer? Anyway. Welcome to Pod Crushed. This is our very first episode. So to kick us off, I called on a dear old friend of mine. So I actually forgot how much we'd been through together. Her name is Leighton Meester. You know her best from our time sharing the screen together in a little project called Hella Burger, right? It's a classic cult horror. No? No, sorry. Oh, you're thinking about Gossip Girl?
Oh, wow. Well. Sophie here. And like the listener, I watched Gossip Girl when I was in seventh grade, right when it came out. So doing this episode was wild for me, you guys. Sitting next to Leighton Meester and Penn Badgley.
Hang on, though. You do every episode with me, so.
I know. I've kind of gotten used to you, but sitting next to Leighton Meester was wild for me. She was super down to earth, though. Very chill. And
the subtext of saying that Leighton is down to earth is that I'm not. She's like, oh God, it was so amazing to be around Leighton.
To finally meet a down-to-earth celebrity.
And it's just like, she's a celebrity, but like she wasn't, first of all, she was early with a go up at the end.
And you are at once very down-to-earth and also like
late.
Way up in the heavens. Like, in like the celestial realm.
Okay, that's fair.
We were super late to the studio. We showed up like maybe half an hour to 45 minutes after her. And Nava, you know, took a few wrong turns driving us there.
Just like four.
Introduce yourself, Nava.
Hello, Nava Kavalin. Cannot drive. Do not know my left from right. But I'm usually on
also
time.
Also never late.
Well, she's what you would expect from a former middle school director.
But a middle school director who can't drive. Yes. We're going to start this episode how we'll start every episode, with a real-life middle school story submitted by a listener and narrated by Penn. I'm so excited for this episode. Today's story came to us by way of a young woman in Texas, and it's personally my favorite story because I feel like it's the archetype of something that could only happen in middle school. The choices that this young girl makes, you would only make when you are not a child, not an adult, and really don't know what to do with yourself.
The only other context in which this behavior would be justified.
At a bar, drunkenness.
The only other circumstance where this behavior would be justified is actually in a life or death situation. It's like actually, you know, where the stakes are so high.
I feel like this story almost seems like it was written as part of a movie. There's like a building climax and you think you're at the climax, but you're not. And it just gets worse and
worse. Which is the sign of a great climax.
Yeah.
You know, you get the fake out.
You know.
It's like a good script. In 2017, I set foot in a public school world for the first time in my life. You see, up until that point, I'd been homeschooled. Like eat lunch with your mom every day, homeschooled. What drove my parents to the decision that eighth grade was the right time to throw me into the layer of miscreants that is middle school, I'll never know, but it wasn't all bad. Because that was the year I met Cam. Cam was my first crush. 4 months in, and I had a full-blown infatuation. So one day, my friend Sarah and I were hanging out at a park in my neighborhood in Austin, Texas, when we spot Cam walking over. Now, before we go any further, it's very important that you remember that I was homeschooled 4 years before these fleeting few months of eighth grade. I had no experience with boys or crushes. So, okay, back to Cam. He began approaching us. I began freaking out. My palms were getting clammy and my fight or flight instincts were kicking in. So I did what any 13-year-old girl in my position would do. Run and hide inside a small tunnel on the playground floor. Phew. Close one, right? Well, except he saw me. Cam saw me. So Cam started walking over. I saw him coming. Did I pretend I was searching for something on the ground? No. Did I stand up and play it off like I meant to crawl into this tunnel? No. Did I do anything sane or rational? No. I just let him come. Find me. Like that. Cam approached. I remained crouched. You know I can see you, right? He glanced down at me. I was mortified. This was my chance to recover, though, right? Laugh it off, play it cool, ha ha, just a little friendly hide and seek. No, naturally, I did no such thing. Instead, I stayed inside the tunnel with my head down, wordless, just waiting for Cam to go away. He stared at me. I stared at the ground. He walked away. Finally, Sarah, you remember my friend Sarah? Yeah, so she, embarrassed for me, came over and she dragged me out of the tunnel and marched me over to Cam, insisting that I say hi like a normal human being. But I was seized with so much fear, and see, this is where the story really begins, that as she was pulling me over towards him, I pretended to have a heart attack and die. Yes, that is right. I, 13 years old, preferred to collapse onto the gravel and pretend to die rather than say hello to my crush. Cam and Sarah said nothing. They simply walked away, leaving me to collect my thoughts. And there, a few moments passed, maybe a few minutes passed, maybe a star died. I don't know, I'm not sure, but I managed to regain some semblance of self-control. I picked myself up and I walked over to them. Oh, hey, oh, Cam, hey. I didn't even know you were here. What a coincidence. Cam, he smiled and was actually pretty cool about it. I gotta go play basketball. Nice seeing you today, he said, and he ran off. I reached out to Cam about a year later to say hi, and You know, weirdly, he still remembered the whole me playing dead thing. I guess I had to learn a classic life lesson in the most embarrassing way possible. While it may be romantic to die for love, it's never cool to play dead in front of your crush.
I know Cam.
Yeah. Everybody knows Cam.
Cam seems nice.
Cam was nice. I feel like he handled it really well. Yeah.
You know, I love Cam.
I relate to that whole, whole thing.
Did you have, I mean, this is where, you know, people often say to me, well, often is probably an overstatement. I think when you're in a position such as mine or yours, people love to make assumptions as though you've not experienced awkwardness and that kind of thing. And, you know, for me, I actually was like a painful amount of it. Do you remember a lot of awkwardness? Like, what was what was that time like?
I mean, to me, the it is never ended.
Actually, yes, that's it right there. That's, I agree.
And to me, the like life itself and every social interaction and otherwise, like every like work interaction, romantic interaction, friend interaction, is just one endless hangover of what was I what did I say, and like ruminating and like replaying what happened.
Really,
with acting as well, like I'll replay every scene I've ever done and been like, oh, yeah, this is how I could have played it. So it's never quite ended.
It's interesting, when we were prepping for this, I was saying like I want to ask Leighton if she's ever had like an awkward or embarrassing crush story, but she seems like someone who's like so together and so elegant. Like, I can't imagine her having that experience. That's literally
I think
what
I'm elegant
on the word elegant. Yeah.
Well, I do remember I had a few really good best girlfriends, and there were boys around, but they were so in the periphery of my like best girlfriends. And every like first kiss was with a girl. Every like first at, like showing each other, talking about our bodies, just all of that. It seemed very like, you know, sorority. And then I moved to New York and I went to a school that was really small. And I can't say that I had a crush on anyone, but I do remember playing Spin the Bottle and participating up until the point where I was going to kiss somebody. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I wanted a spin. And maybe there was somebody that I was like fascinated with, wanted to kiss, but I never wanted to actually go through with
it. Wait, you wanted to spin? Like you just literally wanted to spin the physical bottle? Like you just wanted that?
I think like I wanted to be part of like the cool, like I thought that it was cool that we were all together doing it. And like, assuming that I've blocked out a lot of this time and now you're forcing me to remember, but like, like what was middle school like? I'm like, I don't
know.
Podcast over. Yeah.
It is funny. It's like, I mean, I don't spend much time thinking about that time, and I wonder why. I think it was the most formative period, truly, and it was so. It was definitely the beginning of like realizing a lot about the adults in my life and how much I did not trust them. And realizing a lot about like, certainly about my own body, but just sort of like also hating it. And also like, it's the time where you are starting to like maybe be attracted to people other than, you know,
yourself.
I don't know, human other than yourself. And also yourself.
Which is its own thing.
I'm not judging that.